It's nice to know when you've got something good. In Hawaii, we've had a wealth of fresh tofu ever since the plantation days. And over the years, we've had an amazing range of neighborhood tofu styles. They're crumblier, they're silkier, they're firmer, they're beanier. I mean, every tofu factory that closed had its own style of tofu. Honda, for example, always credited Wahiawa Water for the quality of their product. If we hope to have this as an enduring part of our quality of life, be good to recognize it now. Tofu was definitely made on the plantations by Japanese and probably Chinese immigrants. Tofu followed them off the plantations, too.
They used to have what they call the yasai man. They used to come with their truck peddlers, house to house, and the tofu was floating in the water. And you bring your own bowl.
Howard Kodama, buyer for KTA stores on Hawaii Island, remembers. They still have three tofu makers on Big Island. The largest is Oshiro Tofu, which sells from the Floral Mart location in Hilo. Kauai no longer has a tofu maker. And Tamashiro Tofu is the only one left on Maui. Ridge at Times Kihei says they sell Tamashiro and the house brand from California.
Tamashiro, honestly, is a way better tasting product. I guess you can't really tell because tofu is tofu, right?
Sadly, many people can't tell a difference between tofu pasteurized, which is good for months, and the fresh tofu delivered twice a week. Many, however, can.
I know some people that they're going to use tofu, they're going to plan for it because you want it fresh.
1984, when I took over the business, they have about 7 or 8 tofu companies.
Mao Chi Seng and his wife were both pharmacists in Taiwan before they bought Mrs. Cheng's tofu factory in Palolo. Soon, they found they needed a niche among all the other tofu makers, Honda, Hawaii, Kanai, Aloha, and more. They upgraded to this shop on Kalihi Street over 20 years ago.
The tofu, everybody used almost same ingredients. But you know the recipe, it's just a little bit, or like the temperature and the time they are setting. I found out that makes us different from the others.
Different in terms of texture and flavor. Tseng uses non-GMO soybeans from the U.S. and a pharmaceutical-grade nigari, or coagulant. He's especially proud of his soft tofu, which is firm enough to be stuffed.
Because we don't put any preservatives, so please change the water, fresh water, every day.
Do that, and Seng says your tofu will last up to 10 days. His Mrs. Cheng's brand is known for having a slightly beanier flavor than other tofu. Customers stop by his shop for soy milk, firm tofu, soft tofu, a baked firm tofu called soy cheese, and tofu pho, a silky tofu served with a sugary sauce.
The best way, I just put a little bit shoyu, a little bit grated ginger. Yeah.
It's so easy, too.
And especially the summertime, oh, it's so refreshing.
Mrs. Cheng's, one neighborhood tofu maker that's still around. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.